Hey, and welcome to A Journey Through the Bible. I'm Benjamin.
And I'm Johannes.
And we're going to bring you on through a journey through the Bible.
Yeah.
Every book, 5 times, 9 months.
Yep. It's going to be exciting.
Join us. Hey, and welcome. This is the first episode.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's our own podcast.
This is ridiculous.
I can't believe that it actually is happening.
No, a dream fed out of some weird idea that let's share what we're learning.
Right.
And now it's happening.
Yeah, yeah. I'm stoked.
I'm super stoked to bring all of you guys along with us on this journey.
Yeah.
Just see what's happening and see what's in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So like we said, I'm Benjamin.
And I'm Johannes.
And we're two guys from Sweden.
Yep. Grew up across the street from each other.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. And now we're here in Lakeside, Montana.
What?
And yeah, we're going to study through the Bible together.
It's insane. So we have both been a part of a missions organization called Youth with a Mission, shortened YWAM.
Yep.
And now we're actually studying in one of their schools.
Yep. School of Biblical Studies, the SBS.
And that school is basically a really, really intensive Bible study course where we use the inductive Bible study method. So we're just going to bring you along as we are studying. We're not scholars. We don't have all the answers.
Not at all.
We're just using the inductive study to explore what the authors were trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited just to take this time, you know, and really dive into the word, dive into the context, the author, recipients, who are they? What's it like in this time, the culture? And yeah, just get to take time and yeah, just see what's in there.
Yeah, for sure. All that important stuff that we kind of tend to forget to incorporate when we read a Bible.
Yeah.
To really study through that. And like we said, 5 times, you're going to get to know these books pretty well.
Yeah.
When you read them through that many times. And kind of picking apart a language, like, what is the author saying here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think we could maybe share that the goal of the inductive method is sort of to remove yourself from the equation as much as possible, and you really look at the Bible first. You just observe what's there. You just observe. You don't make any interpretations of what it could mean. You're just looking at what the text says, and then you take it. You bring some interpretation to it, and then in the final step is, okay, so what does this actually mean for me today? When I've gone through what it says and what it meant to them back then I can apply it to me. So you kind of, you put yourself at the last step, sort of, which isn't what we usually do sometimes, at least when we read the Bible. We kind of immediately think, oh, what does this mean for me today?
Exactly. But now we're kind of actually removing ourselves from the equation, much more focusing on just what did the author mean with this? And then after 5 times of observing, what is the text saying? Getting a chance to interpret it, and after that, to actually apply it into our own lives.
Yeah,
because the goal of Bible study
is application.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's awesome. You probably will hear us say that a lot of times.
Yep.
The goal of Bible study is application.
Application. Yeah.
Another thing that we're focusing a lot on in this school. And one of the basics idea of the whole school is the Bible is written for you, but not to you.
Yes, exactly.
Can we try to pick that apart a bit?
Yeah, so for example, then the letters of Paul, written by Paul, many of them at least, and sent to different churches or different people around the Mediterranean in that time. And so these are actually specifically Paul writing to a church and to their situation and addressing something. And so that's what we mean when we say that the Bible is written not to us. It was written to the church back then. But we can still gain these timeless truths, these eternal truths from it. And we can still grow from it today, learning just how to read it through the eyes maybe of the original readers.
Like thinking of certain issues they had back then, looking at the culture and polis, especially Paul, that's where we've been working now early on, to look where Paul is addressing certain issues and then understanding that those issues had a culture behind them. And it's very easy to misinterpret these things if you don't actually use the word the correct way.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of what we're going to do. We're going to pick apart the word, understand what the author meant when he wrote it.
Yeah.
And why he wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah. And our heart is just to share this journey with all of you listening. And we're Swedes. Our English isn't always going to be the best, maybe, but that's okay. We still want to share this journey with you guys. So we just hope that everyone will enjoy this podcast as well. It'll kind of be like a little update on what we're doing here, but also just for anyone who wants to just listen to our journey through the Bible.
Yeah. And just a little thank you to all the people that has invested in us.
Yes.
Made this possible. Thank you that you listen.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's dig into the word in episode 2.
Yeah, all right. Let's.
And 3 and 4 and 5.
Yeah.
So, welcome to A Journey Through the Bible.